sit down, boys. Have I got a treat for you?
Fighting the fight when it comes to technology. We are the knights of the kingdom of geekery. We rise up when it comes to the challenge of discussing all this nerd knowledge. We are the digital soup. We are the digital soup. We bring information with lots of laughter. Tune in now if that's what you're after. Digital Soup. We are the Digital Soup. We are the Digital Soup. With Jason, Adam, and usually Dave.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Digital Soup, the only podcast super excited about that 90210 reboot.
I can't wait. I'm just kidding. I didn't even know this was a thing.
Neither did I until probably an hour ago.
Are they bringing Jenny Garth back? That's what I want to know.
Probably not, because I think she's 62.
She's not 62.
Party on, Garth.
She's party on, Wayne.
Oh, I would definitely watch that then.
I heard, was it Jason, were you saying they might be doing a Wayne's World reboot?
They
or
are.
A sequel, yeah?
Yep, they are. Shroom. Wayne's World, and he's also doing number four of the Austin Powers
Will
series.
Tia Carrere come back?
No, because she's 62. Actually, she might be too. I have no idea.
Well, yeah, she's a little older.
We'd have to look up how old she is.
Yeah.
Excellent. But hey, everybody, my name's Jason. And joining me in the virtual studio today is Adam and usually Dave.
Hey.
What's going on, guys?
Nothing.
Got tons some and tons of stuff.
True.
Like what?
Well, for instance, this entire show, almost, let's say 80% of it, is me coming up with stuff to talk about and you guys not knowing what it is until we start.
Should be a fun experiment.
Now, I don't remember what kind of queued this off other than the fact that I rarely do show notes and this is kind of a good challenge for me.
Hey, and I wrote a little something about this episode. You want to hear it?
Yeah, let's hear it.
It's the end of the show as we know it because Adam wrote the stories.
I wish I could play a busy signal right now.
It was just 30 seconds ago that he decided to get some stories, and he really scoured YouTube.
Yeah,
I would scoured have scoured YouTube.
Well, yeah, okay. The news,
I would have stopped while you were ahead. I got some tech from my wife for Mother's Day.
Oh, you did?
Oh,
I did.
You
I
got
did.
Tech from your wife from
no,
you're
no,
not,
no.
You're
I sounded like you said from.
Oh, yeah,
no,
you
I
did
got
say
tech
from.
For some for my wife
for some Mother's of my wives. No, he's got sister wives.
Oh wow.
No, I got my wife some tech for Mother's Day.
Oh, what'd you get her?
Do you remember a long time ago I wrote a little article on our website?
Sorry.
You were super drunk there, Dave.
So for the listeners, they can't hear this because the audio comes out perfect, but sometimes when we're podcasting, Dave's voice, and only Dave's, will either increase in speed so he sounds like a Micro Machines guy, or it'll decrease and sound like he's slurring drunk.
Oh, it was
and
bad
he just
went,
you guys remember... It was hysterical. Jeez. But anyway, yes, no, maybe we'll cut that out. We'll see. But go ahead.
Do you guys remember a long time ago, a while back, early in the show, I wrote a little article on our website talking about like fitness trackers and stuff?
I do.
And this is a while back. Now, back around that time, I started looking at this device. It's a smartwatch, but it's not like an Apple Watch. It looks a lot like it, but it's actually made by a small company called Amazfit. You can find them on Amazon all over the place. And so I've been looking at this thing. I wanted to buy one back then and test it out because it's under $100.
Oh.
And all the reviews are overall very positive. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know, this is cool. Awesome thing. They're claiming at least, we'll wait to see, she's only had it a day, but they're claiming like 30 days battery life also. So crazy good battery life. It's got GPS built in. We tested the GPS one for a little walk with family, you know, wife and kids and I tonight, and GPS seemed very, very accurate, very close. Everything seems to be working well, and she likes it, so that was cool, and I was kind of excited to do that. My oldest actually helped me come up with the idea. We were trying to think of something, and she goes, well, she keeps talking about a Fitbit, and it's like, well, they don't look the best. That's the problem, you know.
Sure.
Fitbits are kind of ugly. So I thought of this one, and I was like, what do you think of this one? And my oldest was like, yes, she'll love it. So that's what we did, and so far she loves it. So,
oh, cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It's interesting you brought that up, because the first story that I've got for us tonight is about how Apple Watch's heart rate monitor saved a guy's life.
Whoa.
And
that whole saying about great minds and such. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Now if we just get a couple of them.
Shut up.
Sorry.
So the Apple Watch has a built-in heart rate monitor, and it helped a guy in calling the ER at the right time because the smartwatch indicated that his heart rate had suddenly become abnormal. So this this is a pretty interesting feature. I did not know the Apple Watch did this, but it comes with an FDA-approved ECG monitor that can be helpful in keeping track of your heart's health. And apparently, in this case, it actually saved this guy's life because it prompted him to call in. And when they arrived, they found him in serious trouble. His body went into shock. He got rushed to the hospital, and he felt totally fine before everything happened. And then all of a sudden, the notifications, and then everything went crazy. So he said, 100% thank you, Apple, for making an amazing accessory and tool that helps people stay not dead. So that was pretty cool. One of the things that we always talk about on this show is, you know, we talk about technology and how much we love it, but we also talk about how invasive some of these things are. And then all of a sudden, I love to see stories where if this didn't exist, this person could be dead.
Right. Yep.
And I think that's just incredible to think about, and you know what technology can do. So there's a few other stories that are in the same ilk here as this. There's a Norwegian man who also claimed his Apple Watch fall alert saved his life. He was an elderly guy. He had an Apple Watch on, and it alerted local police after he fell in his bathroom. So he credited that for saving his life. He got up to use the restroom. He fainted, hit his head as he fell. His Apple Watch detected the action and alerted the local police after his watch failed to sense any movement for over a minute.
Wow.
Oh, that's cool.
The police arrived on scene within a half hour to find him bleeding from four fractures on his face. And his daughter said it could have been much worse. And all morning we asked, what happened if he hadn't worn a smartwatch? He didn't bring his mobile phone in the bathroom. It's amazing he got help so quick. So apparently the latest Apple Watch contains not only ECG, as we talked about, but also fall detection, and it can check for heart arrhythmia. That's pretty crazy. I did not know this stuff was in there. That's actually,
I didn't know about the fall, you know, that it can detect a fall.
I remember, I thought we talked about the fall at one point, because I remember us.
No, we talked about Fallout.
Yeah.
Fallout 76.
Like 76 times. No.
Which we don't play anymore.
No, that's a different topic there. But no, I thought we talked about the falling features here, because I could have swore I remember us questioning whether it, whether like it would be tricked and, you know, thinking like, okay, I'm doing like burpees or something and it thinks I'm falling or, you know, something like that.
Sure.
I could have swore that we had talked about something like that. But I, you know, the format, let me say this. Adam, what we're doing, Adam already said he's got all the stories for us, and he's kind of hitting us with these links as we go. So Jason and I have not researched these stories, anything else. As I open this up, and the guy is giving a statement as to what happened when this first story you talked about, the first line, though, has me dying here, in no pun intended, saying, I was laying in bed enjoying some TV and homemade brisket when my Apple Watch told me that my heart rate was weird AF, and then told me my heart rate was stupid fast. Thank you, heart rate alerts. That's when they called the ER and everything else. And I'm thinking like, holy cow. I mean, I don't know if when I was giving my statement on how the Apple Watch saved my life, I would have given that tidbit. Like, might have said I was laying in bed enjoying some TV and the heart rate monitor went off.
I was in bed eating brisket.
But yeah, I mean, maybe.
If you're eating brisket in bed, I mean, are you like north of 400 pounds possibly?
Maybe not that, but I mean, certainly probably a good thing this guy had the Apple Watch, because it sounds like the choices he was making were probably not the best. But but I'll tell you, some homemade brisket sounds dang good.
Can I add something to this? This is a feature that I've wanted smartwatches to do for a while, and it looks like we're getting closer to this. Being diabetic, twice a day I take my blood, prick my finger, and test my blood. And I know that there is some things in early testing that you can actually get that actually measures your blood sugar through your skin. You do not have to prick yourself. That's where I'm hoping smartwatches go in the future, because you know how nice it would be to know instantly what your blood sugar is?
Oh, yeah.
You could see, like, you know, it'll beep at you if your blood sugar is too low. You know, hey, I got to get something to eat right away. Or start beeping the other way if it's too high, and you'd be like, all right, I'm going to drink some water. I'm going to lay off some of this food here for a little bit.
That'd be awesome.
You know, just just totally up to date. And there is, I don't know what the statistics are. I know there's several million diabetics in the U.S. I don't know how many million. If they could do this, they have a market for this. There are going to be people that will be buying this.
And I've got a family member that has diabetes as well and then has to do the same stuff. I think that would be just an absolute blessing. And I think if they can read that through the skin, there's no reason not to put that on the back of the watch. Because having continuous, ongoing, real-time data on your blood sugar would be just amazing. Could help really prevent problems.
And I'm sure there's other ailments where possibly just through the sweat and stuff through your skin that they might be able
dehydration,
to monitor.
Dehydration, I wonder.
Oh, yeah.
Possibly, yeah.
You know, I just had another thought. It'll sound like I'm making a joke, but I'm actually very serious. If they get to that point where they're able to monitor all that stuff, it becomes a medical device. Ooh. Truly.
Yeah.
And at what point then are you able to get, all or part of your high-tech Apple Watch covered by insurance or partially covered? Much like
yes,
many.
Yes, please.
Well, exactly. Well, look at, it sounds far-fetched, but look at how many regular health insurance plans will give you a discount on your health insurance rates if you attend a gym X amount of times in a month when you check in or, things like that. Or they'll give you a discount on a gym membership, at certain partners or whatever, just because you have their insurance, because they're wanting to promote you staying healthier.
It's all about the prevention and not the treatment of
exactly.
What's ailing you.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I mean, that's a very interesting thought, because you wonder if there could come a point in time when they have enough of these medical technologies built in that are reliable enough for them to be able to partner and say, okay, so Blue Cross Blue Shield or whatever big insurance companies out there, well, if you get a discount at the gym and you're going to get, $50 off an Apple Watch, if you fall into certain family risk categories or whatever, Interesting idea.
That is very interesting. The next story that I've got is along similar lines, but it's not smartwatch related.
Okay.
This is a Metro Vancouver company's technology that helps save the life of an Alberta hiker. And this comes from vancouverisawesome.com. I don't know if that's true for a complete fact, but...
What's the URL?
vancouverisawesome.com. So, New Point Systems, they've developed a unique satellite camera that monitors remote environments. And it takes regular photographs of remote areas and sends them back via satellite. And they've got hundreds of these systems deployed across all these different areas. And some hiker got in trouble, got lost, and it was supposed to be a four-day hike. And when he realized he was in trouble, he noticed a satellite camera and hoped it would transmit a message to the rescue team. And so the distress signal, which was a photograph of an SOS stamped into the snow, was transmitted to Alberta Agriculture and Forestry. And as soon as it was recognized as a call for help, they passed it over to their search and rescue team, and they were able to airlift this guy and his dog out of there. So,
that's cool.
It's a case where, Big Brother's watching, but it's like they're watching a big, relatively untouched area, but it's still sending back all these images that they're able to use. And
that's awesome. It worked for that, 4-day hike. Too bad it couldn't have worked for a 3-hour tour.
Exactly. See, they didn't have it back then. If they were monitoring that island, they all could have been fine.
Yeah.
Alas.
I'm looking at this story, and it made me think of something completely unrelated, because this is very cool. I mean, but I saw, the message was passed on to the RCMP, and it made me think of one of my longtime favorite podcasts, and you guys are going to laugh, but Smodcast with Kevin Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And he, for a long time, would do this bit with his co-host, Scott Mosier, about, because Vancouver's in British Columbia. And there's a Twitter account. It's actually, he made it so popular with his show that they are now a verified Twitter account with 253,000 followers. It's called ScanBC. And what it is, it's literally like short little tweets about scanner calls, police calls. But the angle he took, it was hilarious, because he'd go through and pull the best, because he's like, look, these Canadians are just amazing. Like, this is the stuff that's coming across a scanner. So as you're talking there, I had to pull it up and just see the kind of stuff that's coming up, because that segment used to crack me up. And not to rip off Kevin Smith here, but here's the first one to give you an idea. It says, ScanBC. The Saanich, S-A-A-N-I-C-H, police are responding to the area of Elk Lake Drive and hashtag BC Highway 17 to assist a mother duck and her ducklings trying to cross the highway. So, I mean, there's stuff like that. And there's other, you know, regular stuff too. Crews responding to the 1,000 block of Industrial Way for multiple reports of a possible propane tank explosion and a crane on fire. But the Scan BC, if you guys haven't listened to some of those segments, if you can go back and find them, because they, him and his co-host Scott Moser lived in Canada, and they both do pretty funny, Canadian accents, and so they'll always do the story, you know, Scan BC, Scott. Police now, are responding, the RCMP, Royal Canadian Mounted Police, you know, and they do this stuff. It's pretty funny stuff.
Now, are you and Kevin Smith on good terms right now?
I wish. That would be, I would just love to chat with him once.
Well, I just thought after the whole Endgame thing surpassing Tusk that he really wouldn't want to talk to you anymore.
True.
Well, I'm pretty upset about that.
He said it, you know, and not to just plug Kevin Smith. Did you guys listen to the episode I linked you guys? He sat down with the writers of Endgame and in Infinity War and almost all the Captain America movies. And they did like this 2-hour discussion about, you know, all about Endgame and Infinity War and all that stuff. If you want to hear a very interesting and very, you know, from the horse's mouth interview about Avengers Endgame, it was an amazing conversation. I mean, he kind of fanboys
out. Oh, so check out the Digital Suit podcast from last week.
Right, last week. Cool. Listen to ours and then go listen to that, you know, Kevin Smith podcast, which, you know, you may or may not have heard of, but no it was very interesting.
What's a SMOD?
SMOD, Scott Moser and Kevin Smith. Smith and Moser, Smodcast instead of podcast. Anyways,
that makes no sense to me.
Well, uh-oh, what is this? What is this?
I think it's time for a little bit of a game show.
Uh-oh.
It's one that you guys are probably familiar with. I call it Movie Quote Madness.
Ooh. Oh, and I didn't even have to do it.
Exactly. So all of us ready to play some Movie Quote Madness?
I am, I think.
All right. So
the question is, who's ready to win?
That's right.
Oh, this guy.
Me?
We will see. All right. So I will keep
score. What is two thumbs and is a winner?
I am.
I'm not looking up for either.
Let's do it, guys. Movie Quote Madness.
Movie Quote Madness. Oh, no. This theme is just famous movie quotes.
Okay. So any genre.
I'm going to keep some score here.
Please be okay. Madison County quotes.
Oh, shut it.
Get him ready. All right, let's cue the music down just a hair.
How's that?
Beauty.
All right.
And
so,
the beast. Oh,
I'm going to start for some of these, I'm going to do my best to impersonate, but in some of them, I just simply can't.
Are we just going to shout out our names then?
Yeah, shout out our names.
Yep, shout out your name.
Same rules as always.
Yep, same rules as always apply. So, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Shard Jason!
Did you say Shar Jason?
Shart? I have no idea.
Shart?
Shart
Casablanca.
Jason?
What is Casablanca?
No.
Shart Dave!
Okay, Dave.
Sorry, I couldn't help it. I'll say Gone with the Wind.
Dave is correct on this one. It's Gone with the Wind.
I don't know my chick flicks
wind.
As well as I
chick
thought
flick.
I did. It's a love story.
Well, that doesn't all mean right. It's just for chicks. Sensitive dude like myself.
That is from Gone with the Wind, 1939. Next,
I was so close.
Next quote. I'm going to make him an offer he can't
Dave.
Refuse. Dave.
Godfather.
You got it. Man, this guy is sharp. Godfather, 1972. Yeah. Fun fact, that line makes it into every Godfather film in one way or another.
Yeah.
And it makes it into a lot of other movies that parody it.
This
too.
One's going to be, this next one is going to be a quick, whoever can say their name fastest.
I hope he says Shart again. That was so funny.
Shart Jason.
Shut it.
Toto, I've got a feeling we're not in Kansas
Jason,
anymore.
Dave.
Oh, Jason got in first.
Yeah.
On that one.
The Wizard of Oz.
Yep. 1939 again. Oh, it's two 1939 movies in one shot.
A little known fact, she did die of a drug overdose. Next.
Also, you represent the Lollipop Guild. Okay.
Are you saying I'm a midget?
No.
Oh, you can't say
or
that.
Or a short person? What are they? Small people? No. What do they want to be called?
I'm not calling you any of those things. I just said you represent.
Oh.
All right. What we've got here is a failure to communicate. Jason.
The war movie.
No. The war movie. You know that one.
Do you want
right
to be more
listeners
specific?
Are going crazy. Yeah.
No, I mean, Jason, was he going to try?
I can't. I can't think of a name.
Shark, Jason.
Shark.
It wasn't a war movie, though. It's an old one. It's the guy that played pool in another movie.
Man.
What is the guy's name?
Edward Norton?
Cool Hand Luke, I think.
Oh, he got it!
Oh, really?
1967, Cool Hand Luke.
I thought it was from a...
You know, I remember that because it was clipped in... Or not clipped, but used in a Guns N' Roses song.
Ah.
Back off the Use Your Illusion album. What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Nice. A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Silence of the Lambs.
All right. Oh, man. Dave's got four. Jason's got one. Come on, Jason.
I know. I'm pulling an Adam. Okay, go.
Show me the money. Dave.
Hey, yes, Jason.
Dave said his name. Jason just said, hey, yes, Jason.
Oh, man.
Jason, you're really bad. Maybe we should just have Jason. I should send you the rest of these and let you do the hosting.
I can't remember my name.
Oh, and Jason. The worst part is as soon as he yelled it, my mind just started laughing and I went totally blank. It's Tom Cruise and Cuba Gooding Jr. Now I can't think of the name of the movie.
Oh, no.
He shocked it right out of my head with his
Show me the money.
Bobcat Goldwaither.
Bobcat Goldwaither?
What?
You just said Goldwaither.
Oh. What is that, like a wafer?
Bobcat's Gold
Made
Wafers.
Out of gold.
Try Bobcat's Gold Wafers this week. All right, show me the money. Anybody?
Jerry Maguire.
Yes. 1996 is Jerry Maguire. Another movie from the 90s. You can't handle the truth.
Jason.
Dave.
Jason got in a little bit earlier on that one.
Why can't I think of names? Born on the 4th of July.
Wrong.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It is A Few Good Men.
Dave got it. 1992 is A Few Good Men.
Dave always gets A Few Good Men.
You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. Anyway.
Oh, exactly, Dave.
Okay, here's another one. I'll have what she's having.
Dave. Jason.
Oh, man.
Sleepless in Seattle. What?
I didn't say who was...
Okay. I said Jason first.
Okay, fine. You said Jason first. And Sleepless in Seattle is false.
When Harry Met Sally.
Oh, that was a sequel.
Yep, Dave got it. When Harry Met Sally, 1989. They're in the
restaurant. I'm just not big on chick flicks.
So at this point, Dave has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Jason has 1.
I'm close, all right?
Okay, here we go. You're going to need a bigger boat,
Dave.
Dave.
Jaws.
Bingo. Jaws.
No, he said Jaw. It's Jaws.
No, I said Jaws.
1975.
You said Jaw.
He didn't say Jaw.
He said Jaw.
Dave.
Jason. All right. Char Jason.
I can't even think right now.
I've been up since 3 a.m. You guys got up at noon. I'm a little tired.
If you build it, he will come.
Jason.
Jason got in on that one.
Fields of Dreams. Field of Dreams.
Okay, yes. Jason finally gets 2. 1989's Field of Dreams, which also took place, supposedly, up in Chisholm.
Chisholm.
And the reason why I know this is not a chick flick, Dave.
Mom always said life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Now, you guys simultaneously rung in, but Jason got his syllable out first. So, Jason.
Sweet. One syllable ahead.
No.
Forrest Gump. And can I do my impersonation?
Sure.
You must.
Here we go.
If it's not offensive.
No, it's not. Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Very
and sometimes,
good.
Hey, and sometimes you go to the box and you see that someone's taking a bite out of each and every one. That's when you grab your gun. I don't know. That's as far as I go.
That's Forrest Gump 2.
Yeah, the sequel.
Yeah.
Forrest Gump 2, Gumpy.
I got her number. How do you like them apples?
Jada.
Okay, this one might be obscure. We'll see if you guys get it. Shane, come back.
Dave. Isn't that just Shane?
It is.
What?
1953, Shane. This movie made me cry when I was
what
a kid.
What is it?
It's an old Western. And the main character, Shane, is this cowboy.
No, you're thinking of Don't Call Me Trinity, and Trinity's still my name.
Oh, that's a Matrix.
All no, right.
All right.
It's an old Western.
Okay, Shane.
Chart.
Houston, we have a problem.
Dave.
I didn't even hear it. You cut completely out.
Did I? Okay. Houston, we have a problem.
It's Apollo 13.
Bobby Brown.
Bobby Brown. 1995's Apollo 13. Okay. Can you... You got to ask yourself one question.
Jason.
Do I feel lucky?
Yeah.
Well, do ya?
Dirty Harry.
Yes.
I was trying Jason. To figure out what one it was.
1971's Dirty Harry. I remember a scene in that movie where he's in this bank and it's getting robbed. He's like, you don't think the three of us are going to let you out leave, do you? Or something like that. And they're like, three? We only see one of you. He goes, me, Smith, and Wesson.
Yep.
Just where awesome. Are they?
Yeah, that giant revolver. Yeah.
There's no crying in baseball.
Jason.
Dave.
Jason.
League of Their Own.
Yep.
Oh, he knows that. Quote unquote chick flick.
1992. That was
it
a pretty
had baseball
good movie.
In it though, like a real man. I like sports.
All right. Say hello to my little
Jason.
Man. Okay, Jason.
Yeah, that is Scarfosk.
No,
I just said it with an accent. Yeah, Scarface.
Oh, Scarface. Yeah,
okay. Scar Fox. That was on the SNES.
Yes, yeah, that was Star Fox.
Good Star Lord. Fox.
What's the score update?
Okay, so Jason is at 6 and Dave is at, hold on, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Okay, I just need to see how long till I gotta really yep, start right. trying.
Oh, stop it.
Get your stinking paws off Jason. Me, you damn dirty ape. Jason got in a little bit ahead again.
Yep. That was the original Charlton Heston movie with apes in it. Oh my gosh! Why is it not in my head? You blow it up, you maniac!
It's the original Charlton Heston movie with apes in it.
Hold on!
Come on, Shark
Planet
Jason.
Of the Apes. Okay, very good. It was apes. There was a planet.
1968's Planet of the Apes. All right, they're here.
Dave.
Jason.
Dave.
Poltergeist.
No, it wasn't.
Yep, Poltergeist. It is 1982.
Well, hey, everybody, you listen to this, I won't even doctor it because I don't have to do it.
I was in, I was way in before you even
started. I said
started
Jason
jumping.
And I had my middle name started before you went. Yeah.
Sorry, guys. I know there's some lag sometimes.
I had it. We're good.
Dave was a clear winner on that one. There was other closer ones.
Mm-hmm.
I feel the need.
Jason.
Oh, man, you guys were simultaneous on that one. Hold on now. I'm going to think of a number between 1 and 10. Whoever's closer gets to answer.
10!
Okay, stop screaming.
Jeez.
It's like a baby over here.
It's John Jason. Shart.
Okay. Jason, what is your guess?
Can you say it again?
A number between 1 and 10.
No.
Pick a number.
You got it.
6.
Okay, Dave?
3.
The number I was thinking of was 7. So, Jason, you're going to guess first. And the quote was, I feel the need for speed.
Okay, that has been in a couple of things. I'm going to say Top Gun is one of them.
That's the answer.
That's the one.
But there was, I believe it was one of the Nightmare on Elm Streets where Freddy took over a car. Remember the guy was driving the car and he made him get, tangles, stuff came through into the guy's skin and melded him into the car. And Freddy goes, I got the need for speed.
I've never saw it.
Okay, so I get 2
but
points.
But I'm guessing it's a, no.
Fake news.
All right, last one, gentlemen.
Score update.
I can't even,
Carpe diem. Seize the day, boys. Make your lives extraordinary. And we want Jason. Our listeners to do the same. Jason.
Deadliners. Flatliners.
No. I'm removing your point. May God have mercy on your soul. Dave. I hit X because he started saying something.
Oh, no, wait. It's a good day to die. That's what... Oh, I thought that's what you said. I'm sorry.
So Dave, do you have an answer?
Is that Full Metal Jacket?
Negative.
Oh.
This one's going to me. Dead Poets Society, 1989.
Oh, I hope you...
Robin Williams.
Yeah.
So what was the final score?
All right, our final score is Jason with 8 astounding points.
Nice.
Dave with 11.
Yeah, a lot closer than any Adam and Dave one. Well, no, there was that one you were pretty close.
That actually was way closer than when I can't compete with Dave on song stuff.
So who won again?
Dave. Usually Dave is the winner.
Oh, dude.
Oh, so light.
Ooh.
Nice That's going, gentlemen. So that Ooh. Was today's movie quote madness. Now, I have another challenge for the both of you.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
And it might be really easy because I'm calling this Don't Laugh. And
calling it what?
I'm calling it Don't Laugh.
Okay.
Okay.
And so I do not take credit not for these laugh? Jokes. The objective is to not laugh. I'm going to tell terrible jokes.
Shart.
I'm in such trouble.
We're going to see what happens.
Because I and, laugh all the time.
There's no real score to keep here. But just try not to laugh.
All right. I'll try my hardest.
Okay.
Well, hold on. Let me take my headphones off.
No. With me telling jokes, usually you can just leave them on. The only two white actors in Black Panther are Martin Freeman, who played Bilbo Baggins, and Andy Serkis, who played Gollum. They're the Tolkien white guys.
I love that joke.
Oh, you've heard it already.
Yeah. Sorry, sad. I'm laughing, though.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you kind of, that wasn't a real
laugh.
Oh,
you
laugh,
lost,
though.
Dude.
All right.
Jay's the winner.
Okay, here's a tech-related one.
All right, I love tech.
A boy asked his Bitcoin investing dad for $10 worth of Bitcoin currency. And the dad said, $9.67. What do you need $10.32 for? Because Bitcoin fluctuates so much, guys. Come on.
Oh, I was trying to figure out a formula.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Man, this is terrible.
Well, it's kind of weird that we're not supposed to laugh. I'm having trouble.
My girlfriend borrowed $100 from me. After 3 years when we separated, she returned exactly $100. I lost interest in that relationship.
Oh. Financial joke.
That is groan-worthy there.
Okay, all right. The female janitor at my building asked if I would chill and smoke some marijuana with her. I said no. I can't deal with high-maintenance women. Okay, Dave laughed a little bit. All right. This one is called Everybody Knows Dave.
Uh-oh.
This is a little bit longer one. And actually, you guys feel free to laugh because I'm feeling terrible about myself at this point because these jokes suck. All right. Dave was bragging to his boss one day. You know, I know about everyone there is to know. Just name anyone, anybody, and I know him. Tired of his boasting, his boss called his bluff. Okay, Dave, how about Tom Cruise? No dramas, boss. Tom and I are old friends and I can prove it. So Dave and his boss fly out to Hollywood and knock on Tom Cruise's door. And Tom Cruise shouts, Dave, what's happening? Great to see you. Come on in for a beer. Although impressed, Dave's boss is still skeptical. After they leave Cruise's home, he tells Dave that he thinks his knowing Cruise was just lucky. No. Just name anyone else, Dave says. President Obama. His boss quickly retorts. Yep, Dave says. Old buddies, let's go fly out to Washington. Of course, this took place back in the Obama administration. And off they go. So at the White House, Obama spots Dave on the tour and motions him over and his boss and says, Dave, what a surprise. I was just on my way to a meeting, but you and your friend, come on in. Let's have a beer first and catch up.
This guy's doing this joke just so he could do the impersonation.
False. Well, the boss is very shaken by now, but still not totally convinced. After they leave the White House grounds.
This guy's a skeptic.
He is very skeptical. After they leave the White House grounds, he expresses his doubts to Dave, who again implores him to name anyone else. Pope Francis, his boss replies. Sure, says Dave. I've known the Pope for years. So off they fly to Rome. Apparently they have unlimited miles.
Yes.
Dave and his boss are assembled with the masses at the Vatican's St. Peter's Square when Dave says, this'll never work. I can't catch the Pope's eye among all these people. Tell you what, I know all the guards, so let me go upstairs and I'll come out on the balcony with the Pope. He disappears into the crowd headed towards the Vatican. Sure enough, a half hour later, Dave emerges with the Pope on the balcony. But by the time Dave returns, he finds that his boss has had a heart attack and is surrounded by paramedics. Making his way to his boss's side, Dave asks him, "What happened?" His boss looks up and says, "It was the final straw. You and the Pope came out on the balcony, and the guy next to me said, 'Who the hell is that on the balcony with Dave?'"
I love it. That's me.
Yep. No, it's not really.
It was. It was a true story.
And by the way, I'm giving credit to these jokes to Reddit. So anyway. Once upon a time, in a magical fantasy kingdom, there lived a young monk named Sam. Sam, his order was renowned for their beautiful choral singing. They trained hours every day, refining their voices and their art. Their song floated down the mountainside, enriching the lives and souls of the townspeople below. Sam was particularly gifted, and on his 19th birthday, in mid-song, he hit a beautiful, intricate note of pure magic. Everyone within miles just froze in mid-action, stirred to the very core of their souls by the pure bliss of the tone. And all the realms realized instantly that it was Sam, and Sam was the first person in history to hit one of the rumored magical notes that musicians had theorized must exist, yet no one before Sam had ever reached one. And on Sam's 20th birthday, it happened again. This time, the town below was so impacted that no one moved, spoke, or even blinked for several minutes after. As the golden sound finally tapered off and ceased, they knew that Sam had found the second note. And the next year, on Sam's birthday, the town had realized there was a pattern involved. This time, all the townspeople were present in the monastery's nave, watching in awe as Sam hit the glorious third note. People cried out in pure joy as the sound grew to a glorious crescendo. Words cannot do justice to the experience. The town flourished as Sam's notes made all the people pure all the way to the core of their beings. And this went on for the next few years, the magical notes growing sweeter and sweeter, until that is Sam's 25th birthday. All at first seemed as normal, until Sam hit the magical note. From the start, Sam seemed very uncomfortable, and this new sound was not beautiful. It was jarring and discordant. Sam started to get very warm and was visibly sweating on stage. He doubled his resolve and dug deeper to get to the sweet part of the magical note that he knew must be there. Suddenly, to the horror of all, Sam spontaneously combusted. The two closest monks on stage were burned by the flames coming off his body, and he ignited the stage curtains. Soon, the entire monastery was aflame. By a miracle, everyone made it out except for poor Sam. The townsfolk were left staring at the burning monastery in sad, stunned disbelief. The mayor approached the lead monk of the order. "What happened?" he asked, exasperated. The old monk shook his head sadly. "Isn't it obvious?" he said. "Sam sung note 7.
I love it.
Hey, Dave. Have you noticed that Adam is using this podcast just to run his new set by everybody?
I don't care.
Okay,
I
you guys are going to love this one.
I don't care. I love that one.
Three conspiracy theorists walk into a bar. "You can't tell me that's just a coincidence."
Oh, boy. So, do we have any more tech?
Okay, hold on now. I'm not done. My wife kicked me out of the house because of my bad Arnold Schwarzenegger impersonations. But don't worry, I'll return.
That's almost as bad as, "Why don't you act like a tree and get out of here?"
Total Biff Tannen joke. All right,
here's another good one for our podcast. Thanos' finger snap would have had a greater impact if they had found a way to make it seem like half the audience disappeared. I guess only DC movies do that. Oh, burn.
Oh.
This one I told my wife the other day, and she actually laughed. I said, I called my wife at work and asked, "Do you ever get a shooting pain across your body like someone's got a voodoo doll of you and they're stabbing it?" She sounded concerned and said, "No." And so I said, "Okay, how about now?" All right. And that's the end of those crappy jokes. Now... stuff. I've got yet another fun game for you guys.
Uh-oh.
What?
This one is called, "Is it IKEA furniture or is it a death metal band?"
Uh-oh.
Are you guys ready to play IKEA or death metal band?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Absu.
Death metal band.
We have consensus?
No, I'll say IKEA furniture.
Okay. Oh, it is a metal band.
Mm. Yeah.
Absu is an extreme metal band from Texas that plays mythological occult metal.
Hmm. Oh, yeah. I got two of their albums.
Kraft. C-R-A-F-T.
I'm going to say death metal band.
I'll go with metal band on that one, too. It just seems pretty ironic.
Correct.
Nice.
Yeah.
Kraft is a Swedish black metal band whose lyrics focus on misanthropy, destruction, hatred, nihilism, chaos, and death. So if you guessed end table, you were totally wrong.
Now, hey, scores. Dave's got one. He's 1-1. I'm 2-0.
Oh, man. I got to start.
I'm taking him down in this one.
Are you doing the scores, Jason?
No, you do it. I just know where we're at currently.
Okay, it's 2-1.
Well, we only did two of them. Okay, wait.
Yeah, he's got two right. I've got one right.
Got it. Got it. Okay. Vitsjo. So Vitsjo.
Vitsjo.
Why would that V-I- furniture?
Was it Vitsjo?
Yep. And the O has the little umlauts on top of it or whatever they call it.
I'm going to say that's like a brand name of some IKEA furniture.
So I was thinking like a bookshelf or something.
You are correct. It is a shelving system.
Yeah.
Each of you getting a point on that one. Okay. Akerkoke. A-K-E-R-C-O-C-K-E.
Could you use that in a sentence, please?
I injured my Akerkoke.
What?
I don't know. Is it IKEA furniture or a death metal band?
Could I get the origin, please?
Sweden.
Okay, one more time.
Akerkoke.
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 Okay, that's got to be death metal.
All right, Dave, what's your guess?
He's dying.
What's it gonna be?
Sorry, I'll just say IKEA.
All right, it is a metal band.
Oh,
I was thinking Akerkoke Akerkoke is an Aker.
You kept saying
it's an English progressive black and death metal band.
You kept saying Akerkoke. and then you started saying Aker.
I don't know how to pronounce the thing.
Well, at least you didn't say achy cocky.
That's what I was thinking. It's an achy cocky.
My achy breaky. All right. Klubo. K-L-U-B-B-O. Klubo.
IKEA furniture.
Jason says IKEA. Dave, what do you say?
It's probably furniture, but I'll go metal band.
Okay. This is... Ooh, it's an IKEA item. It's a stain-resistant, easy-to-clean table.
When it comes to metal bands and furniture, I own the Dave.
Bastig, B-A-S-T-I-G.
That sounds like one of their couches.
It sounds like death metal.
Ooh, you guys are flipping it. Let's see what it is. Oh, it is a kitchen drawer handle that is nickel-plated.
Nice.
Dave getting the win on that one.
Well, yeah, because Dave, you know, he's... big in a Nickelback.
Oh, look at this photograph. Hey, Boholmen. B-O-H-O-L-M-E-N. Boholmen.
IKEA furniture.
Dave?
I'm going to say IKEA.
Are you just mispronouncing Bahamen?
You guys are both correct. It's a stainless steel kitchen sink complete with strainer.
I knew that. I have two of them.
You have two of those?
The bowl. Well, yes, because a lot of pasta. I cook a lot of pasta.
Einherjer. Einherjer. Einhorn. Finkel and Einhorn.
Let's go metal band.
Dave's going metal band. Jason?
One more time.
What's that?
Say it one more time.
Einherjer.
So it's one herger.
And listeners are going to sleep.
I'm going to say IKEA.
Okay. Ooh, it is a Viking metal band named for the warriors who sit at Odin's table in Valhalla.
Ah.
That one goes to the Dave Master, Dave Areno.
Know my Vikings.
Grundtal. Grundtal.
Grundtal. Grundtalmvik.
I'll say IKEA.
Dave says IKEA. Jason?
Grumtach. I'm going to say a German death metal band.
Okay, Jason's going death metal. It is a kitchen organizer, perfect for
my
paper
gosh.
Towels.
Oh, yeah. I'm spiraling.
Oh, man,
out
you
of
guys
control.
Are dead even now.
Nice.
Drudk. D-R-U-D-K-H. Drudk. I know what my guess is. I don't have the answer until I click the
thing. I'm going to say a death metal.
Death metal from Jason and Dave. Go with your gut, man.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like a furniture. It doesn't even sound Scandinavian, really. Let's go metal band.
Metal band? You guys are both correct. It's an incredibly secretive Ukrainian band mixing elements of folk and black metal.
Very secret.
You guys are still tied. Datid. D-A-T-I-D.
Wait, are you sure you're not just saying David?
Dated?
D-A-T. I'm going to go metal band IKEA. I'm gonna go IKEA.
Jeez. I better go IKEA too. So
double IKEAs. You guys are right. It's an oven with a 5-year warranty. I gotta say it with a metal voice.
So da is oven and Eid is 5-year warranty.
Yep.
Well, it's funny that dated is a limited 5-year warranty.
Yeah. Well, it's dated, all right. Nort with an extra T on the end. N-O-R-T.
Oh, that is definitely death metal.
Is it? I don't know.
Oh, Nort.
Nort. I mean, it sounds like a version of North. Do I take a chance? Oh boy, it sounds like a place in Scandinavia, but I'm gonna say I'll go with metal band. I guess
you guys are both going metal band.
I think so.
You are correct. It's a one man band playing pure depressive black funeral doom metal.
Holy moly!
Okay, the next one is called Samspelt. Samspelt. Samspelt.
Samspelt Note 7.
Samsung Note 7.
Samspelt.
Samspelt.
I'm going to have to go death metal because they're going to be like, Sam spelt.
I'm going to...
Something incorrectly.
I'm going to gamble, and I'm going to go IKEA.
Ooh, what's it going to be? It's going to be an IKEA item. It's a deer-shaped room decoration.
A what
It's shape? A decoration shaped like a deer.
Oh, a deer-shaped.
A shart?
No.
Hello?
No.
Yeah, okay, last one.
Bad joke.
Last one here. Skogabi. S-K-O-G-A-B-Y.
Death metal.
Jason's going death metal. Dave is going what?
No, I'm positive I sat on that couch. We were going to buy it for our house, I believe. I'm almost positive it's a couch.
Oh, man. Dave, you have won the game.
No.
It is an oh-so-comfy three-seat sofa. Nice. You only got him by 2 points.
Is that the one with fairly low arms on it, right?
Yeah, the arms are fairly low.
Yeah, I'm positive we sat on that.
Oh, you could have named it Jay.
Why, do your arms hang low?
What, you want Jay to sit on you?
Yeah, I look like a primate.
So that was IKEA or Death.
Nice.
Brought to you by IkeaOrDeath.com.
Oh, it's really called Or Death? It's not called Or Death Metal?
No, it's IkeaOrDeath.com.
Oh, IKEA or Death.
Nice.
Now, the last
I choose death.
The last fun thing that I've got for you guys tonight is a little something we've done in the past. We like to call it fake Mad Libs.
Ooh, nice.
Who is ready for some Mad Libs style fake Mad Libs?
Let's dive in.
Let's dive into this. Good, good.
Diving in. Good, good. Yeah.
All right. This one is called Sick Letter. So whoever shouts out a word that matches what I'm going to ask for first, I'm going to type it in. A last name that's not yours or mine.
Simmons.
Sure.
Okay. Silly word.
Shart.
Shart. Another last name that's not yours.
Mick Simmons.
Simmons.
An illness.
Laughing death. Let's put that in.
Okay. Noun.
Sprinkles.
Adjective. That's a word that describes another word.
Flowery.
Another adjective.
Burning.
Silly word.
Farfignugan.
Number.
11.
Place.
Asgard.
Yeah.
And another number.
6.
9.
Okay, we'll combine those. 69. Noun.
Mjolnir.
Mjolnir.
Mule deer?
Last name. Finally, a last name that's not yours.
Van Gogh.
Star-Lord.
Van Gogh it is.
Star-Lord.
Yeah, we should have done it. We should have done it the Avengers edition.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Dear school nurse, Miss Simmons, Shart McSimmons will not be attending school today.
Shart McSimmons?
He has come down with a case of laughing death and his horrible sprinkles and a flowery fever. Oh. We've made an appointment with the burning Dr. Farfignugan, who studied for 11 years in Asgard and has 69 degrees in pediatrics. He will send you all the Mjolnir you need. Thank you, Mrs. Van Gogh. That was a short one. That one wasn't that great. But now we're going to do a covert operation, the nuclear job, part one. This one is a hefty one. I want you guys to get creative.
Do we want to do like Jason in Avengers, or will that be stupid on this one?
We can try it.
Let's do it. All Avengers tied.
As much as you can.
All right.
Adjective.
Godlike.
Another adjective.
Dusted.
Dusted?
Dusty.
Is that a dusty?
Dusty. Yeah. Onomatopoeia, past tense.
Oh, shoot. What is that again?
That's like random weird noises. Like bling, blong, poop.
Snap.
Snap. Okay. Snapped. Past tense.
Snapped.
Adverb.
Smartly.
Onomatopoeia.
Change that to heroically.
Okay, heroically. Onomatopoeia.
Pow.
I like it. Adjective.
There's no flaming characters, are there? No. Green. Hulk.
Verb. Past tense.
Dusted.
Dusted. Already used that.
Adjective.
Powerful.
Onomatopoeia again.
Oh my God, you and your onomatopoeia pod.
There's going to be more.
Oh.
Well, thwip. T-H-W-I-P for Spider-Man's thwip. Web.
All right, thwip. Adverb.
Quickly, I guess. Let's just go with an easy one.
Okay. Onomatopoeia past tense.
Zapped.
Zapped. Adjective. Comparative.
Stronger.
Color.
Black.
Widow.
Noun.
Did you take widow as a noun?
Yep. Portly. I'm going to put portly.
Portly. Okay.
Another adjective. Nauseating. Onomatopoeia past tense.
What's the noise that Mjolnir makes when it hits the ground? Like pionk.
Okay. Chionk. Adjective.
Worthiness.
Worthy.
Worthy. Yep.
Noun. Plural.
Avengers.
Verb. Present. Ending in ing.
Flying.
Verb. Base form. Fly. Adjective.
Slowly.
Another adjective.
Hot.
Another onomatopoeia.
Snicked.
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 S-N-I-C-K-T.
Verb, past tense.
Sliced.
Adjective, comparative.
Bloodier.
Ugh. Adverb. Oh my gosh, this thing is super long. We've only done a third of them.
No, dude. No.
We might
have
to cancel this one.
Adverb, let's just go with warmly.
Adjective.
Wet.
Verb, past tense.
Sharded.
Okay. Part of body.
Boobs.
Boobs. Okay. Part of body.
Sphincter.
Part of body.
Toes.
Part of body.
Nose.
Verb, past tense.
Saw.
Exclamation.
Excelsior.
Excelsior?
Yeah, that's what Stanley always says. Yeah.
Verb, past tense.
Ran.
Part of body.
Belly button.
Belly button.
Yeah.
Verb, present, ending in ing.
Jumping.
Another one.
Screaming.
Adjective.
Loudly.
Part of body.
Earlobe.
Another part of body.
Scrotum.
Onomatopoeia past tense.
Zing.
Zinged?
Yeah.
Adjective.
Throbbing.
Jason. Part of body, plural.
I don't want to. Balls.
Part of body. Trachea. Adverb. Adverb. This is a disaster.
Stroking.
That's not an adverb. Stroking. Oh, that's not an adverb. That's a verb.
That's a verb.
Oh, sorry.
Harshly.
Stroking. Don't say it. Adjective.
Engorged.
Oh man.
Person A.
Obama.
No, keep it.
We'll go Thor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Keep it Avengers.
Okay, I need another adjective.
Fat.
Part of body, plural.
Butt cheeks.
Color.
Purple.
Red. Oh, sorry.
Purple. Part of body.
Red. What's that?
Part of body.
Hip bone.
Adjective.
Hip bone.
Fragile.
We're getting there.
We're at an hour and 20 minutes already.
Verb present ending in ing.
Swinging.
Part of body.
Lips.
Adjective.
Dry.
Adverb.
Swiftly.
Verb, past tense.
Oh my
kissed.
Gosh, Adam.
Part of body.
Nostril.
We're getting there, Jason. Don't worry. Person. Well, let's see. You need another person.
Let's go Black Widow.
Verb, past tense.
Farted.
Adjective.
Stinky.
Color.
Brown.
Adjective.
Tasty.
Another adjective.
Moist.
Okay. Our listeners have seriously just listened to 25 minutes of choosing.
We're gonna cut a lot of this stuff out. Part of body.
Okay, there's not that many body parts.
Eyelash. Or eyelid, I mean.
Verb ending in ing. Present.
Blinking.
Part of body again.
Fingers.
Onomatopoeia. Okay, slurp. Yeah. Verb, past tense. Slurped. Verb, present ending in ing.
Licking.
Groaning.
Oh, groaning. Okay, go groaning. Ahead.
Adjective. Oh, I can see the end, guys.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
This is the most boring thing ever.
Adjective. Let's go annoyed.
Yes.
Let's see. I need a bunch of adjectives.
Like how many?
Five, six.
Let's go bruised.
Uh-huh.
Wrinkly. Tired. Sad.
Uh-huh.
Hilarious.
Part of body?
Is hilarious an adjective?
Yeah.
Yeah. What was it? Part of body? Scapula.
What's that?
That's your shoulder blade.
Huh. Verb, past tense.
Sniffed.
Adjective. That's the last one.
Runny.
Okay, finally, guys, and I apologize. Let's edit it out so you guys just say all the words in a row.
Just bang, 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 bang.
Yep.
Even if you have to speed it up a little bit until we say something funny.
Okay. A covert operation, the nuclear job, part one, because there is a part two, apparently.
Oh, we're not doing it.
The godlike mechanism of the dusty lockpick snapped heroically despite the growing tension in the atmosphere. The maintenance hatch of the water pipe that ran to the nuclear power station opened without even the slightest hint of a pow or two green figures dusted through. Once inside, the hatch closed with a powerful thwip. There was no going back now. Inside, the cabin quickly zapped with the force of gallons of water forcing its way past, separated from them by a few inches of metal. The stronger-looking one of the two pulled what looks like a Black Widow out of his rucksack and placed it against the portly wall, and then pressed a nauseating button on it. With this, it chunked into life. The worthy glow of Avengers flying from the inner edge. Slow at first, then quickly they began to fly around the whole disc, producing an almost slowly light show. Oh, this is terrible. With a hot snicked, the section of a wall within the disc sliced out, barely missing the bloodier man. Warmly, the wet man sharted through the ring, one limb at a time. First is bubes, then sphincter and toes. Once his nose had passed into the stream, he saw away before he had time to scream Excelsior in shock. The second man cursed to himself and ran belly button first into a jumping torrent. the ring screaming behind him, sealing his fate. The loud water filled his earlobe and forced its way down his scrotum. Making him cough in desperation. His body zinged against the sides of the throbbing pipeline, making it feel as though his...
Oh, no.
This is going to be bad.
I'm going to start that over again. His body zinged against the sides of the throbbing pipeline, making it feel as though his balls were going to break and his trachea would be forced through and be trapped there like a birth defect. Harshly, the chute opened out into a large engorged cavern. Blinking in the darkness, he forced his eyes to focus. Hanging onto a ladder that ran down one side of the tunnel was Thor. his associate in this fat operation. His limbs ached and he could see the outline of his butt cheeks in purple on his hip bone, but he continued regardless, following Thor up the fragile ladder, the flakes breaking off under his swinging lips. Thor rotated a dry hatch above him, then swiftly kissed his nostril over the lip, then climbed out. Black Widow shortly followed and farted around, straining in the darkness. It was a stinky brown corridor that smelled tasty, with just a moist glimmer of light coming from the distance.
Oh, no.
As they began to make their way along the corridor, the smell got worse. Black Widow could hardly breathe. It felt as though with each breath, the back of his eyelid was blinking and would break up and fall down his fingers out of disgust. Suddenly, there was a loud slurp. He slurped around and groaning on the annoyed floor was Thor's bruised body. Gas. It wasn't just a wrinkly smell. This chamber was filled with tired gas, maybe a byproduct from the power station. He ran for the light. It was his only hope, but he became less and less sure with every step. His vision was becoming sad and hilarious, and he could feel his legs beginning to become weak under his seemingly increasingly heavy scapula. Just before he blacked out entirely, he sniffed himself forward in a last-ditch attempt at survival. Then he hit his head on the ground and lay there, runny. Well, this was a disaster.
That was something.
That was something else. I apologize. That sucked. I'm sorry.
There's a few good moments in the middle, but...
Yeah, that's going to need some heavy editing or just cut the whole thing out.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be a long enough show as it is. I know you're getting tired. All right. Sorry, guys. I wanted funny. It to be hilarious, so I didn't look at him before I went for him.
Hit that music, man.
All right. So it's time for our Digital Soup Unsigned Spotlight, and this week's track is Stay Away by Owlkill. Owlkill is a five-piece rock band from Montville, New Jersey, influenced mainly by the early 2000s rock scene. Their music focuses on the daily struggles of life, how they affect us, and most importantly, how we overcome them. Owlkill is currently in the process of recording their first album, which they aim to release this year in 2019. We're going to have a link to their Facebook page in our show notes. Check it out. So that's Stay Away by Owlkill.
Keep us
right, guys. And now it's time to go into our app recommendations of the week. But I think we're going to do something a little bit different this time. We're actually going to review an app, a game that the three of us downloaded and played a little bit. Jason, why don't you tell us more about this?
Oh, man. Again, I was totally confused here. I mean, I went, I got myself some JoJo potatoes with cheese on them and sour cream. So I really enjoyed them. today's game that the three of us played for a little while, tested out, since we are all, Adam and I basically, I mean, we come from a long line of RTS games. I mean, we loved the originals.
Generations ago.
Oh, yeah. Warcrafts, the Command & Conquers, Adam.
StarCraft.
Yeah, StarCraft, Adam and I played them. Dave never played a single one.
I did play them a little tiny bit.
I played them a little bit too, not a lot, but I want to play more.
Yeah, well, I was looking for, I wanted to recapture that feeling I had back in the day on the PC, and so I was looking in the App Store, and I came across a game called Art of War 3. Never played 1 or 2, but 3 was pretty cool. It's a full-on RTS on the tablet or phone, and I thought it was pretty cool. What'd you guys think of it?
I enjoyed it a lot, actually. It reminded me a lot of the older kind of those RTS games mm-hmm. that we used to play, like the original Warcrafts and those. So I just love mm-hmm. those kind of things where you can click on your guy, tell him to go over here and fight. Interface was super easy to use. It looked mm-hmm. great, sounded great. It was pretty fun.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, every one of these type of games that I play, you know, all the modern tablet games, it just amazes me how good they can look on a tablet or a phone. It's like, it's better than what the PC was back in the day. It's better than anything pre-modern systems. I mean, I think this is better than PS3, Xbox 360 almost, some of the... And it's a stupid tablet with a low-end video card. I don't understand it. But anyways... it's a really fun game. It's available on both iOS and Android. So definitely give it a try. I didn't find a sandbox mode, which is something I always played. Because, I do the missions and stuff, but I loved more than anything was just to battle one or two, maybe even three different computer-controlled teams. Am I saying that right? You know,
Your squads, yeah.
Yeah, but I liked playing against computer opponents. Enemy.
Yeah,
computer opponents. And I had a lot of fun with that, and I didn't find a sandbox mode in this. Maybe I had to get farther into the missions and open it up. I'm not sure. Did you guys see any sandbox, or was it just missions?
Well, what do you mean by sandbox? Just where you start, you're just playing against the computer?
You pick a map, and you pick how many people you play against, and then you just start.
I didn't play in enough to try that out.
No, I didn't get to any of that. I think I was about, I forget if I made it like 15 missions in roughly. Something like
which you probably played more than I did. I think I was probably only 5 or so in. But I mean, I did really enjoy what I was doing. I thought it was a lot of fun.
I just kept playing the missions because I didn't, like I said, I'm not huge into the RTS because I stink at these games traditionally. They always look fun, but I'm terrible at them. And so for me, I was fine just doing the missions because you kind of had an objective. You're still building up as the missions went on. You're still basically starting from scratch in a lot of them. Mm-hmm. But you just had one objective, like defend this thing until reinforcements arrive or destroy this enemy base, whatever it was. Being that I don't typically do well with these games, I actually had fun, you know, for the time I spent with it over that evening. I put a couple hours total into this game. And the problem I had with it, because I was just playing on my phone, I wasn't playing on a tablet.
Kind of small.
Yeah. I mean, when you had things, when you had the different types of, you know, characters you were controlling grouped already, it was real easy to switch between them because they have them tabbed out on the side. But when you had to basically click and drag to select them, it was kind of tough because there wasn't as much real estate as you'd like. So it was a little tougher to do that. But overall, I mean, moved very well. Everything was pretty smooth and seemed to work overall pretty decent for this style of game.
Yeah, and I did play this on my 10-inch iPad, so it was a dream. I mean, it worked so well.
So I would say, I mean, the three of us, when we talk about it, this is something we'd recommend. It's fun.
Yeah, oh, definitely. I mean, it's free. You don't have to pay for it. There is in-app purchases and stuff, but a lot of these, I don't even know what they call them, just free-to-play or freemium or whatever you want to coin it as. Just play the game and advance through there. Don't spend money on it. And these games are fun. I mean, they're decent.
Well, and I kind of look at it from the perspective of when they're freemium like that or free-to-play, I'm not looking to play it to beat it or to be the best, and I'm not really looking for the head-to-head internet, you know, competition side of it. I like the fact there were a ton of missions and campaigns in here that you could just go through when you wanted to kill a little time. Each one would take 10 to 15-ish minutes, roughly, if that. And so it was perfect just to jump in, play a mission or two, save it. You got your loot at the end or your upgrades or whatever you did, kept leveling up kind of so you could unlock more and more. And you'll hit a point where there's timers, you know. So once you've upgraded certain buildings to a point, then you have to wait, you know, 15 minutes, a half hour, whatever it is, until you can upgrade it again. But to me, and when you're playing a mobile game like this, it's perfect for it.
Yeah. So I enjoyed it.
Right, yep, I'd recommend it.
Cool, cool. I said it twice because it's so cool.
Cool. Cool, 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 cool.
All right, what time is it?
It's time for a kickoff.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to blast through this geek off tonight. And
can I pick 87 adjectives, please?
No.
Oh, man. I'm sorry, guys.
I thought it was fun. It was a lot. That was a lot, that one. And if it ends up getting cut, we'll sound stupid because no one will have an idea what we're talking about. In case
cut that, cut this.
You're right. If you cut that, cut this. Or just leave this, this as a mystery, as something people will wonder about. So what I want to know in our traditional fashion as of late, we want to know a couple head-to-head matchup, who's going to actually win. And this time I dug back into the 80s cartoon villains that you feel could actually win as a villain. All right? You see what I mean? Do you get what I'm talking about?
Say it again.
So we're looking at 80s cartoon villains that actually might win.
All right. Okay? Let's do it.
First up, Skeletor from He-Man versus Hordak, his, I guess you'd say, mirror image that was in the She-Ra cartoon. Very similar cartoons, kind of similar universe.
Hordak is the second fiddle. Skeletor is the original. They're in the same universe, but come on. Come on.
Yeah.
Skeletor and all the way.
I never watched a He-Man cartoon.
You never Therefore, watched
Therefore, I win by
those?
Default.
I was too old. By the time He-Man came out, I was, you know,
40.
Into the chicks.
Yeah. Well, She-Ra was a chick. She was probably about your speed back then. Cartoon animated. What?
Shut it.
All right.
So we're going to go Skeletor. Next up, Cobra Commander versus Lex Luthor from the Justice League Superman cartoons back in the day.
Oh, boy.
What was it? Super
Cobra
Friends?
Commander. Is that from G.I. Joe?
G.I. Joe, yep.
Never watched G.I. Joe except the movies that came out a few years ago.
So he was the supreme leader of the. The Cobra organization.
The bad guys. Yeah. And who was the other one?
Lex Luthor.
Oh, well, I know who Lex Luthor is.
I'm going to go Cobra Commander.
Probably, too, because Lex Luthor just was some kid, bald kid.
No, that's... Oh, my gosh.
Yes. In Smallville, he was a bald kid.
We're not talking about 2000s superhero quasi-remakes. We're talking about classic 80s cartoons.
Oh, was
still going?
You're talking
Man.
About a cartoon,
yeah,
a Superman cartoon. I never seen it.
Okay, so you're picking.
I don't feel that I have the qualifications to answer this properly.
Therefore, again, I win by default. Cobra Commander.
I go Cobra Commander as well. All right, maybe you'll know of these two. Probably not because you never watched G.I. Joe. Adam, this might be all you. Shredder, the Shredder from Ninja Turtles.
Oh, yeah, I watched Ninja Turtles.
Versus Snake Eyes?
Nope, versus Storm Shadow.
Oh,
Snake Guy was the good guy ninja.
Storm Shadow was the
bad guy ninja for most of the run.
I'm going to have to go with Shredder because I know him.
I'm also going to go Shredder.
Yeah, I would go Storm
Shadow.
He had
the audacity to create the Foot Clan.
True. Yeah, it's true.
Worst name for a... group of minions ever.
Well, you know why.
It's the Foot Clan.
Is it fictional character or metal band? Storm Shadow or Shredder?
Right. Well, you know why, side note, why he had the name, they named it the Foot Clan, right?
Because they had athlete's feet?
No, it's because they were loosely based on Marvel characters, the in the Daredevil series and some of those that were known as the Hand.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so the yep. Foot became kind of the Ninja Turtles.
Did he have a red right hand?
Who, Shredder?
Yeah.
No.
You know the song?
No.
Red right hand.
Don't know it. All right, let's.
I can't think of saying it, but definitely check that out. Red right hand.
Okay. All right, so here's one maybe you'll know then, Jason. We're going to go to the Smurfs land, and we're going to look at Gargamel.
Oh, I was going to say Azrael.
No, Gargamel versus Judge Doom from Roger Rabbit.
Never seen Roger Rabbit.
Oh, I don't remember that one. Oh, my gosh.
I was too old, man. I was all about
Roger Rabbit is a classic. And this one, I kind of was on the fence because he's not always in cartoon form, if you remember in the movie.
I don't know this one, Dave. Sorry.
So we're going to go with a push.
Gargamel.
You're going to pick Gargamel?
Yeah.
Okay. So Gargamel takes that one. Now, the next one, I hope you guys know. I want to know Tom and Jerry from, or well, Tom yeah. from Tom and Jerry, the cat.
I'm old.
Tom from Tom and Jerry versus Wile E. Coyote.
Oh, yeah. Wile E. Coyote, because he rocks, even though he can't get that
But which one might actually win, might actually succeed?
I'm going to go with Tom. He's just more cunning.
Yeah. That one was an interesting one to me because they
Well, I don't know. He might be more cunning, but, you know, Coyote has all, you know, how does the line go? Oh, my gosh, from Batman. Where does he get those wonderful toys or whatever?
Maybe so.
Dude, I'm so tired. I'm sorry. I'm gonna pick the Roadrunner nemesis,
Wile E. And Adam, you're picking Tom.
Yep.
So listeners are gonna have to decide that one then. Last one for you guys, real rapid fire. Yosemite Sam versus Elmer Fudd.
Yosemite Sam.
He was angrier and had two guns.
And Elmer Fudd's just an idiot. Be very, very quiet, because I'm shooting wabbits instead of snaring them.
I'm hunting wabbits.
Well, yeah, with a gun, but he's not snaring them.
What's wrong with that?
You don't shoot a rabbit.
Sure you do.
There'll be no meat left.
Depends.
Yeah, he's fine if you use a scatter gun.
You got a Yosemite Sam?
Frickin' rabbit.
Ooh, I hate that rabbit.
Oh, speaking of that, why don't you do Tasmanian Devil?
Well, I was trying to think.
Okay, we're probably all too tired now.
I couldn't find a villain to put up against him that was comparable. So that's the geek off.
I like it. Well, folks, I appreciate you sticking around for this one. For all things Digital Soup, head on over to digitalsouppodcast.com, where you can find all of our links, all of our social media stuff. Come say hi to us there. Remember, you can subscribe anywhere that you can listen, almost, except online. You can't just hit online subscribe on our website. But most podcast players, you can subscribe to us. Be sure to tell a friend about us. And again, digitalsouppodcast.com. Check it out. Stay safe. Have an awesome week. And we will catch you next time.
Take care, guys.
Later, 25 minutes, just trying to get all your adjectives and nouns on for a Mad Libs game, Gator.
It's the Digital Soup Podcast.